Cities can apply for the grant money, then pass it along to homeowners to replace lead service lines into their homes. Outside of programs like this one, homeowners are generally responsible for the cost of replacing lines underneath their own property, which can cost thousands of dollars. The DNR's Becky Scott is helping manage the program.
Many of the utilities have removed the utility side of the lead service line, but if the private side is still lead, there is still lead going into people's homes. Still lead in their drinking water.
Scott oversaw a similar program in 2017 and 2018, in which dozens of communities used $27 million in public money to replace private lead lines. During that time, some cities, including Mosinee in our area, actually required homeowners to replace lead lines if they were found.
We're not requiring that they pass a mandatory replacement ordinance, but we are greatly encouraging it, and actually will provide some funding short for the costs of that, of developing that ordinance.
Cities can now apply for a piece of the $63 million being offered through the state. Lead exposure, including through drinking water, can damage the brain, nervous system, blood, and kidneys. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.